This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Sangamon County Board unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with the family of Sonia Massey yesterday. 36-year-old Massey was an unarmed Black woman who was killed last summer by then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson after calling 911 for help. The board also endorsed a bill in the General Assembly that would create a path for the county to recall elected officials, including sheriffs. County Board member Sam Canman had tried many times to get the board to establish recall elections.
We all agree that it's not legally crystal clear that we have the power to adopt recall, and but legislation could make it crystal clear, and we all support that.
Canman plans to work with the bill's sponsor, State Senator Doris Turner, to get it passed this spring. Religious organizations in the U.S., including Illinois, filed a lawsuit yesterday in federal court challenging the removal of a policy that allows ICE to arrest immigrants in houses of worship. The plaintiffs argue this violates the First Amendment by prohibiting the free exercise of religion. Cheryl Brumbaugh Kayford is with the Church of the Brethren in Elgin.
To maintain the church and other religious places as places that are free from violence and intimidation and oppression, it's really an important thing to maintain. Our communities rely on those holy places.
Faith leaders say immigrant families now fear seeking the spiritual and social services that many churches offer. President Trump's tariffs on foreign steel imports, including those from Canada, is not playing well with the largest steel union in the country. Trump this week announced 25% steel and aluminum tariffs. Mike Millsap is District 7 director of the United Steelworkers Union, which represents some 65,000 steelworkers in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Millsap says the tariffs make sense against China, which dumps low-priced steel in the U.S., but not against Canada.
The president has just done a blanket without anything to back it up, and that's concerning, especially with Canada.
Millsap says he's afraid the countries targeted will impose their own tariffs on American products, causing costs here to rise. Court Theater in Hyde Park is extending its revival of the classic play A Raisin in the Sun. Chicago's own Lorraine Hansberry wrote the play. Its themes were inspired by the work of her father, Carl Hansberry. He bought and sold real estate on the South Side in the 1920s and 30s, and that work led to civil rights activism. Director Gabby Randall-Bent tells WBEZ's Reset that Court's production brings the play home.
The entire Black cast is from the South and West Sides. Many of them have parents or grandparents who came through the Great Migration.
Oh, so this is personal.
It's personal.
A Raisin in the Sun runs through March 9th. Court Theater is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Some more things you should know today. Jurors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal racketeering conspiracy trial left early yesterday, telling the judge in a note they, quote, reached our limit for today and want to start fresh in the morning. It was the ninth full day of deliberations without a verdict. Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean's corruption trial began last October. Today marks the 216th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's birth. The 16th president was born on this day in Kentucky. Lincoln's birthday is a state holiday in Illinois. That means some state offices, including the Secretary of State's DMV locations, will be closed. Today's weather: light snow is falling and we're expecting more later today. The National Weather Service has declared a winter weather advisory starting at 9 this morning and ending at 3 tomorrow morning for northern Illinois and northwest Indiana. Forecasters expect sometimes heavy snowfall and accumulations of 4 to 6 inches to affect the evening commute. Many local schools have canceled classes or moved to e-learning. Today's high will be around 29 degrees with a low of 17. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies with temperatures falling to 16 degrees by 5 p.m. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.